The Road to Wigan Pier, written by George Orwell, read by Jonathan Keeble. Part 1. Chapter 1. The first sound in the mornings was the clumping of the mill girls' clogs down the cobbled street. Earlier than that, I suppose, there were factory whistles, which I was never awake to hear. My bed was in the right-hand corner, on the side nearest the door. There was another bed across the foot of it, and jammed hard against it. It had to be in that position to allow the door to open, so that I had to sleep with my legs doubled up. If I straightened them out, I kicked the occupant of the other bed in the small of the back. He was an elderly man named Mr. Riley, a mechanic of sorts, and employed on top at one of the coal pits. Luckily, he had to go to work at 5 in the morning, so I could uncoil my legs and have a couple of hours' proper sleep after he was gone. In the bed opposite, there was a Scotch miner who had been injured in a pit accident. A huge chunk of stone pinned him to the ground, and it was a couple of hours before they could lever it off, and had received £500 compensation. He was a big, handsome man of 40, with grizzled hair and a clipped moustache, more like a sergeant major than a miner, and he would lie in bed till late in the day, smoking a short pipe. The other bed was occupied by a succession of commercial travellers, newspaper canvas.